نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth and children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Zulqadah here in South Africa. We know that most countries today is already the 4th of Zulqadah, be that as it may. Alhamdulillah, today we are here in Masjid Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, the honorable spouse and wife of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a place called Amarensha. I'm giving all this because we live on air. So inshallah, when we study the history of this masjid, I believe it was a synagogue. And now today, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and just 6 months in existence. So why we have all this battle all the time between the Jews, Christians one side, and Muslims on the other side? You really think that Jutlas are happy with both this area? Obviously not. But Jutla will sell anybody for his money. You know how it goes. So Quran Kareem analyzes and teaches us all this. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا. That majority of the Jews and Christians, they want you, O Muslim, to leave your Islam. What the politicians call, you must assimilate with them. You must give up. You must become a part-time Muslim. Sometime wine, sometime dine, sometime swine. And you go read one Jummah Salat, Abrahamic Accord and all that. So they want you to leave your Islam. But why? Quran is teaching us, حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. Because it's based on jealousy. So after the truth has dawned upon them. So what happened? So the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, so we see Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, then first Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, then Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam's title is Israel. Israel means Abdullah, the slave of Allah. So the Israelite prophets, Zakariya, Yahya, Isa, Ilyas, Nabi Dawood, Sulaiman, all of them, alayhimu salatu salam, selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. Right till Jesus, Nabi Isa, alayhi salatu salam, Palestinian. His mother, Sayyida Maryam, radiallahu anha, Palestinian. She gave birth to him, Nabi Isa, alayhi salatu salam, miraculously, there in Baitul Lahmin in Bethlehem. So who can take away all this? Nobody. So the Palestinian, Palestine is not the issue of today. From those days already, remember, from time immemorial, Allah gave virtue to these places. So their jealousy came to them. So all these prophets came from the lineage of Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. Then when the last and final promise came, prophet came, so what happens? Quran teaches us that they used to say, make wasila, Ya Allah, give us victory against the enemy. With the barakah of the final and last messenger, yastaftihuna ala allazina kafaru. In their minds, they were sure that the last and final messenger will also come from Banu Ishaq, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam's progeny. Allah jalla wa ala wants to give virtue to him, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wants to give virtue to Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Wants to give virtue to Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha. And then Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. And lo and behold, when the last messenger came, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes place right there in Makkah. It's Monday morning, 20th of Rabiul Awal, 4:35 a.m. Why 4:35 a.m.? is Shubha Sadiq, to show you that the final messenger has come from the progeny of Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, and his message is of nur and radiance and effulgence, and to remove all the zulumat and all the darknesses groping, people are groping in this world. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So this tussle conflict is not from today. It's from those days already. And the Quran has mentioned, حَسَدًا مِنْ إِنْيَا مُسْلِمٍ. One of the rabbis among the Jews, in the time of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah bin Salam, he's a great scholar, rabbi. He comes to the Master alayhi salam after looking at the Chehra-i Anwar, after looking at the Mubarak countenance of the Master alayhi salam. He's not yet a Muslim, and he says that this is never the face Mubarak, the countenance Mubarak of an imposter. 100% I studied the Torah, I studied the Injil, and these are all the qualities that are mentioned. So he comes to the Master, his long story, I'm just cutting it short because many issues I want to discuss. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I bring iman on you, everything. But please do me a favor. We go there to the Juplas and the Jews in Medina Munawwara, and then you ask them, Ya Rasulullah, who is Abdullah bin Salam? And I'll hide away. And then after they respond, I'll come out. And then I'll make my announcement once more in public. Then we see their response. So the Master alayhi salam, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, it's fine. Go open Mishkat, go open Mustan Ahmad, anywhere you'll find it. So you must remember that what happens, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to interact almost every day. Who is Abdullah bin Salam amongst you, O Jutlas? He said, he's our rabbi, he's our leader, one of the greatest scholars in our religion, and so forth. They praised him lavishly, and he came out behind the wall. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. They said he's the worst of people, and he is the scum of the earth, and everything opposite, they said. Those are Jutlas. Understand who are Jutlas. Jutlas layyam bi alsinatihim. Quran, the problem with us, we don't read Quran. We read Ramadan, kiss Quran, and we'll see you next year Ramadan. I mean, let us be honest. Ramadan finish, Shawwal finish, how much Quran we read? We're honest about it. We just read one Yasin, we can make more money. That also to commercialize it, so Ya Allah, give me more money in my account. Make some pala pala business, you know. And that is our Islam today. We fool ourselves. We must be very clear on these issues here. So brothers, we need to understand the issue properly. So then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah bin Salam said, I want to show you, Ya Rasulullah, these are these people, Jutlas. Layyam bi alsinatihim. When they speak with the forked tongue. They'll say peace. It's not P-E-A-C-E. It's P-I-E-C-E. You don't read. I mean, let us be honest, right? 90% of you don't want to go to Aqsa. Why? I can't go to Aqsa. The Jutlas banned me, right? So 5 times I went. The last time I went, 2013, they kicked me out from there. They tell me, you must never come here again. So I said, fine, we will come when it's liberation time, inshallah. My brothers, the point I want to make, what is happening currently? If you go to Iman, they already took over 80% of the masjid. It's our masjid in 89, I read Salat there. The whole masjid bigger than this, double, triple the size. And it's our masjid. When you enter on the left-hand side, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam is buried. Their honorable spouses are buried there. Nabi next to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is Sayyida Sarah buried there, radiallahu anha. Next to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam is Rifqa, Rebecca, she's buried there. And then next to Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam is Layya, she's buried there. But we don't read, we're not interested. We're more interested in soccer and movies and all that nonsense. That is going to take us the right path. We waste our time. I mean, let us be honest. The Molanas are frightened to speak the truth because they might get fired or whatever. We'll speak the truth. We don't have to fear anybody. So brothers, so that masjid, 92, I read Salat. It's our masjid. Mad Ramadan, you must remember, 1994, Baruch Goldstein, this harami. Harami, the word is in the Quran also, in case you got some doubt. Zanim. Zanim means illegitimate child. So this harami Bengue, who just went now to America, and they humiliated, disgraced him. Majority of the synagogues did not give him place, remember that. They took water bottles like this, And bigger bottles, not just a mini bottle. You see, maybe you're thinking that this guy drink too much, so give him a half a bottle. So anyway, they took bottles like that and they smashed his face with it. Chutlas, humiliating him in America, at Yale University, if you want the exact details and so forth. So see, Baruch Goldstein and this Ben-Gvir are the best of friends. So what happens? That's what they call the extremists, the one who are on the real right wing. They say kill all the Palestinians. Extermination of the Palestinians and starvation of the Palestinians. And America is helping them in all this. So they went in, he went in, Baruch Goldstein, Saturday morning, Fajr time, Ramadan, masjid packed, and he shoots indiscriminately in the masjid, 29 became shuhada, others then passed away, became shaheed, they sustained, you know, injuries, and then they succumbed to the injury, became shuhada. That road is called Tariqul Shuhada as well. What the Jutlas did after that, because I went in 98, 2000, 2002, I saw my own eyes. So remember, they partitioned that masjid, and then now they bring it nearer and nearer. Now 2/3 of the masjid is gone. Which of your Muslim countries, Arab countries, made the noise? Your Saudi Arabia. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for the Saudis. It's hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked to make dua. Allahumma barik lana fi shamina. Ya Allah, give barakah to the people of the Levant, Sham, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Palestine. Four countries. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Ya Allah, give barakah to the people of Yemen. For Yemen, Nabi alayhi salam, Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. All these countries I've been to with Allah's help. And then Yemen, does you take now Yemen? Then one dua, barik lana. Al-Imanu Yamaniyun. Iman, come in Yemen, you will find through Iman. Al-Hikmatu Yamaniya, wisdom you will find in Yemen. Al-Fiqhu Yamaniyun, all these ahadith in Bukhari Sharif. The true understanding of deen you will find in Yemen. They said, wa fi Najdina. Ya Rasulullah, make dua for Najd. What is Najd? That is your Riyadh, the capital of Saudi. Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, refused to make dua in Bukhari Sharif. We were, they used to invite me for conferences. So we used to tackle them sometimes. So when we ask them, what is the meaning of Najd? They say it refers to Iraq. So one sheikh from Cape Town, Jazahullah Khair, I forget his name. He said, Sheikh, what you're saying is incorrect. So to take them on, they couldn't believe. We are just like Ajamis, you know, from South Africa. They thought these guys are all just passengers, like, you know, and this. They're coming here wasting. He said, you gave answer is wrong, your answer. When you study the miqat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed the boundaries for Hajj and Umrah, then Nabi alayhi salam said, وَلِي أَهْلِ نَجْدٍ قَرْنُ الْمَنَازِلِ. So Najd is in Saudi Arabia, قَرْنُ الْمَنَازِلِ is in Saudi Arabia for بُهِتَ الَّذِي. He kept quiet, he didn't know what to say. You see, so that is how they distort the Quran Sharif and the meaning of the hadith as well. They are biggest mashayikh today. Because they all fear, I sat here outside and translated the khutbah now of Usama Khayyat. So he made wonderful dua for Aqsa, wonderful dua for Palestine. He couldn't use the word Yahud. In our haram in Makkah, you're not allowed to use the word Makkah, Yahud, illa qalil, once in a while they will say it. Imagine, Haramain is controlled by the Jutlas. Masjidul Aqsa is controlled by the Jutlas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for these people of Najd, Hunaka al-fitan wa zalazil. The fitnas will come from there. If you are on my groups or on my X account, Twitter or Telegram, today I sent it out. They proud about it, these Najdis, Wahhabis, Kafirs, you understand? I call them Pakka Murtads, MBS. What Muslim he is. You understood? For what you must be frightened? For your visa? Who's going to speak the truth then? I'm asking, who will speak the truth? So you must remember this type of thing. Our Arab rulers, they in Emirates and in Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan, Egypt, all lot murtad the leaders. So they got nothing to do with Islam. So you must remember this. So what they did, that they proud about it, that in our cinemas, 64 cinemas in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and this was the best film, and how many million dollars and riyals we made out of the entertainment industry. That is your Saudi Arabia today. Quran speaks of it. وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ. Some people of Medina, they continue with the nifaq and hypocrisy. لا تعلمهم. You don't know them. نحن نعلمهم. Allah says, we know them. سنعذبهم مرتين. We will punish them twice. In this world, we will punish them. We will punish them in barzakh after death. ثم يردون إلى عذاب عظيم. Chapter 9, verse 101. Then we dispatch them to Jahannam forever. So think properly, brothers. We're not here for Arab bashing or something. We make dua for the Haramain Sharifain. We are against the Ahle Saud. If you know Arabic, Allahumma ahlik Ahle Saud, kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud. Every day I say this on the radio. Ya Allah, decimate this Ahle Saud. They have sold Islam out. One big sheikh. We don't know the sheikhs only. We just know Maulana this and this. They have some giants there till today, but they're languishing in jail. So last week now, one big sheikh passed away there in the jail. And why? They say, no, he didn't take medication. What medication? They tortured them to death. You must remember that. The real ulama are in jail. And all these guys, Sudaisi, all puppets, you must remember. Scholars for dollars, you must remember. That is the truth of the story. But you don't understand what's going on here. Just make Ameen, Ameen and finish, you understand? Our South African goes for Hajj and all that. We took a group, you know, we used to go with Allah's help. So I tell them when we in Mina, don't go outside, you understood? First time was you'll get lost. But you know, curiosity kills the cat. So this Mota, he went out here, there, then his wife comes crying, my husband is lost. You know, they speak on the phone. So I told him, don't worry. Everybody must come back to the shaitan. You know, Mina, a lot of shaitans there. Yes. Everybody must come back. There you pay extra to be nearer to the shaitan. You know, in Mina, how things go, right? So anyway, so after 3-4 hours, this Mota came. I said, where you went? He said, no, you'll tell me a lot of nonsense. I said, but tell me what happened. He said, I know you told us don't go here and there and that, but I said, let me go check, and I got lost. I said, never mind, you're back now. Let's speak. What happened? He can't speak one word Arabic beside Kalima, La ilaha illallah, and Azan, you know. And that Saudi police, you know how good for nothing they are. They read our passport also from right to left, you know. So this type of thing. So idiots, you know. So anyway, so I asked him, what happened? He says that I went there and I told the police, Al-Baik, Al-Baik, because our camp was not far from Al-Baik. I said, what the police said? He said, police told me, La-Baik, Allahumma La-Baik. So that is our Hajj now. Hey, just go knock around a little bit, this, that, and this. We don't know whether we're coming or going. So anyway, that was just something like that. Quickly, brothers, we as Muslims, we must never ever lose hope. Remember that whatever the halat goes, we have injuries, we have martyrs, we have everything. وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. You have Allah on your side. Allah just gave them. This morning on the news I said, that remember, they said, no ceasefire. Allah says, I'll send such a fire for you, it will not cease. You see? Till now that fire is raging on. They begging like crybabies. Greece help us, Cyprus help us, Italy help us. Later, there's PA, another murtad, Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazin. So he say, I'll come help you. You don't understand? So Allah has a system. Allah is showing us who are the tayyib, who are the pure. Hamas are the pure. Our leaders, you don't read about them. Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, said, in 2027, Zawalu Israel, there will be no more Israel. It's not part of our belief, it is just his opinion. We say, inshallah, before that they will be gone. He martyred Sheikh Ahmad Yasin after Fajr Salat in Gaza, Ariel Sharon, Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Qala an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Allahu jalla wa ala, is Hadith al-Qudsi, man aada li waliya, faqad aadantu bil harb. You harm a wali of mine, Allah will wage war against you. Allah put him, Ariel Sharon, the celebrated soldier of Israel, and their prime minister for 8 years in Sakarat. I made dua the other day, because even now they're recording me. Every program of mine, the Jutla, Jutlis, one day they objected, they say, you mustn't call us Jutla. I'm a Pakka Mehman, you see. So I use, you must remember, Mehman terms. So when I want to send on Twitter, if I put your Zionists, they'll block it. I put the Jutla set, so it goes through. You understand? So this, what they can do us? You must remember this time of thing. So they say, you can't use the word Jutla. So I say, I won't use Jutla, I use Jutli. You understand? What the hell they can do? You must, for what you fear so much? They record every program of mine. We must have our ducks in a row and know what we are speaking. You must remember that. And you don't have to fear. So you must remember that victory is ours. They fear that. So how victory will come? Through Hamas, Allah is choosing them. If them, they are the ones who are protecting Aqsa. You Google Aqsa today, if you'll know where's Aqsa. And see on the side, they're already busy with the excavations. They say we're looking for something. The aim is how they stole Masjid Ibrahim Khalili there in Hebron. They want to steal Masjid al-Aqsa. Every day on their TV, radio, press, they say that this Qubbatul Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, we want to demolish it and we want to replace it with Haikal-e Suleimani, the Temple of Solomon. Who's the Muslim going to stand? The Palestinians said, the children said, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad, Sofa Yamud. Remember Khaybar, O Jutla, in the month of Muharram, in the 70th of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Ali was given the banner and the flag. His title is Fatih Khaybar, and he finished the first Jutla up in a matter of minutes. Remember that. He broke the door of the fort. Tomorrow you're going for Hajj. Go from Medina to Khaybar. Everything is allowed now. And go see all the forts are there. And he was called Haydar al-Qarrar, the Lion of Islam. That is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda. So anyway, 94 jutlas were dispatched to Jahannam. Our children, nothing in their hands, beside iman and stones. And they fly. And they're sending it against the jutlas, armed everything. And they're telling them, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sufayyam. Leave children, me and you. The crook come, Allah forbid, with a water pistol, our wuzu will break. That is South African Muslim. You need to wake up, brothers. I'm being very honest with you. We had it too good for too long. وَجَعَلَكُمْ muluka. Allah made you. I'm a South African, my parents are here, everybody. Over 100 years we are in this country. But we live a life of luxury, which very few people. I travel many countries, so we know what we're talking. This will change when we don't change for the better. Understand, Allah has a system. It's not because we are South African, Allah gave us wonderful istima last week or something. Allah gave you wonderful masajid, darulums. Allah Ta'ala accepted somebody's du'as and so forth. But when we make na-shukri and we are ungrateful, Allah snatches everything away. Go and see Spain. What darulums they had. What ulama they had. The whole Khalifat used to benefit from them. They ruled for more than 700 years. Today you go, you will find our masajid, they become churches. They don't allow. When I entered Qurtuba, 4 police came, surrounded me, and they told me, no prayer, no prayer. When I went to the first serf, I was crying. The musallas are there. The area is cordoned off. And there again, another 3-4 police came, no prayer. So I told my wife, leave these people, we'll fix them up. So I raised my hand, I made loud dua. Understood? I said, that they can't prevent me. Because prayer, they mean you can't make ruku sajda. So halat conditions will change. So my brothers, my message to you is this. I just got 3-4 minutes left. Number one, iqra, start reading. That was the first word, the first verb revealed. Be honest, this holidays game is finishing now. You as a father, you as a mother and your children, what did you read besides nonsensical things and movies and all that? Take kitab on Palestine. Take on the history of Masjid al-Aqsa. Who are the Jutlas? Who are the Zionists? Who are Hamas? Then came Abdullah, Abdulaziz Rantisi, he martyred also. Then came Ismail Haniya. He made one sentence. Write it down on your wall. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلِ لَن نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلِ. Our leader Ismail said, Haniya, we will never ever recognize Israel. Saudis now, they're waiting for Trump to come. The idiots will give him $1 trillion and he will tell them, you better start recognizing Israel. He has become their God now, the idiot. Yesterday, day for yesterday, he said he wants to become the Pope. So I asked him, how many places you put your rifle, you harami? And you're speaking about becoming the Pope. Understood? So these are the enemies of Islam. This war is a war of America against Islam, against Islam. They use Israel to do their dirty work and so forth. And the Arabs, I'm not saying, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, waylul lil arab, destruction will come for the Arabs. You can see the destruction today in every Arab country. Yemen is the poorest Arab country and they standing up. $500 missile they shot and they brought down a 60 million jet of America. American media had to give all the figures themselves. They say, no, the jet, it slipped off the ship and it fell down in the sea. Are you making us fools or what? See, Allah takes work from whoever He wants. So start reading seriously. Don't kill time and waste time. Number two, cry to Allah. It must not happen. This happens to our children. They're starving and dying in front of you. Starvation is their policy. United Nations hopeless. ICJ, today in the ICJ, South Africa took the jutlas. America is defending them. It says it's not Israel's duty to give them food. The American lawyer said that's there to the ICJ. You need to understand what is happening, brothers. You can't be living as an ostrich in your own cocoon. So du'as, three, all of you, you got so much money, majority of, otherwise you wouldn't be living in these areas. You'll be with us in lands, you know. You say, no, lands is for the third class, fourth class people. We want to be where the parliamentarians are, where the big shots are, you say. So you got so much money, so when are you going to go to Aqsa? When are you going to put your hand on the head of the yatim? When are you going to take the money and give to them? You won't go to Gaza. There are many other places you can go to. If you got more himmat, fasten ihram there and go. My nephews and them, they just went recently. Alhamdulillah, I was surprised. They landed at Tel Aviv and they went in and they fastened ihram. So alhamdulillah, you see. So a lot of things happen. You cry to Allah, Allah makes it happen. Last point I want to make, my brothers, is this. You all must start reading Arabic, and you the ulama and students here. There's a masterpiece book. Remember that my brother Ahmed Abdi is here, Jazahullah Khairan, get my number from him. And there's an excellent book, you read it and see what will unfold. That it is Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya Hawla Qadiyyatil Falastiniyya. What is going to happen to Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, in the future? There's a Palestinian alim wrote it, he gave it to me as a gift. And subhanallah, we have it, but I can send you the PDF. So read it with an open mind, and then you will see how Allah will give victory to us. So cry to Allah, Ya Allah, use us for the liberation of Masjid al-Aqsa. Use us that our children, you in Tabligh Jamaat. Tabligh Jamaat is the best work in the world. I say it openly, 100 years. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawwarullah Marqadahu started this work in 1926. So it's 100 years Islamically and more. Mawlana Ubaidullah Balyawi, I heard him myself. He say, ye jo tabligh ka kaam hum kar rahe hai, iska aakhri maqsad kya hai? Aakhri maqsad ye hai, ke hum Hazrat Mahdi ke jamaat mein shamil ho jaye, aur hum jo hai jihad karenge. You see, what is the aim of our elders? But today we don't even speak of these things here. He say, no, we must just do this. So we must speak of these issues. What is our real aim? So may Almighty Allah make our khatima on iman. Allah protect our masajid, Haramain Sharifain, and Masjid al-Aqsa. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي لا يرجى لكشف الشدائد إلا هو ولا يدعى لدفء المكائد إلا هو وما مراد العاشقين في الدارين إلا هو وما طلب الواصلين في الكونين إلا هو المخلوق كلهم ضعفاء لا قوي إلا هو والناس كلهم فقراء لا غني إلا هو لا واجد ولا ماجد إلا هو لا خالق ولا ناصر إلا هو هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو موسى على الطور حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو يونس في بطن الحوت حين ناجاه قال لا إله إلا هو يوسف في قعر البير حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم معاشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت قال عز وجل كل نفس ذائقة الموت بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا منهم من أصل العريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى زاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري الصحاب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وزلزلهم يا رب العالمين اللهم حرك بيوتهم وديارهم اللهم أرسل عليهم ريحا صرصرا يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يوجزونك اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا حي يا قيوم اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة Straighten the rows, brothers, and switch off the cell phones.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح كذا قامت الصلاة كذا قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Switch off the cell phones, brothers, please. Straighten the rows, please. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim. Siratul Ladhina An'amta Alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أنصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملعونين يا رب العالمين اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.